I want to discuss home certain a little bit. Excuse me, when I pause like this, I'm getting a drink of water because I'm getting dry mouth. Home certain is the main product, the one we focused on in the training session, and we get a lot of questions on a daily basis about home certain and different things about it. And I wanted to go over home certain today specifically, and hope we can get some of those questions answered. If I don't, that's why I like opening it up at the end to get questions from you guys. But home certain is a level policy design. It's a quick issue type product. It's designed to go through quickly, which is why it has the accept reject underwriting. Okay. It's available in 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30 years. Okay. Now in Washington, it's not available on 25 and 30 year terms. It issues from the ages of 20 through 70. Okay. It's a non-smoker and smoker class with unisex rates. It means men and women are going to be the same price. 45-year-old man, 45-year-old woman, same premium. Okay. Convertible, guaranteed to the end of the term, up to 870. Someone can take this policy out now because a term product is what's more affordable to them. Later on, before they turn 70 and before the term is up, they can convert the policy. Heaven forbid their health were to change drastically and they were, you know, considered possibly uninsurable. They can convert this over to a Secure Master UL policy. Guaranteed. No, there will be no proof of insurability required on the client's end. Okay. It's also guaranteed renewable to age 95. So after the term is run out, the client is guaranteed to be able to renew the program until they're 95 years old. Of course, new premiums will be at attained age. Okay, so just know that. But some clients take comfort in knowing that it's guaranteed convertible and it's guaranteed renewable. They don't have to show proof on either one of those situations if they needed to either convert it, so they never are without insurance, or if they wanted to renew it, again, knowing that they at least had coverage. The policy fee that's built into the software, it's not an additional $60. It's built in, but it's fully commissionable. Okay. There is no medical underwriting for this policy. There's no physical required. There's no medical records check. The program is underwritten based on what the client knows about themselves currently. And based on the answers they give to the questions you ask them and the Medical Information Bureau report, because they do run everyone through the MIB, is how a determination is made. That's why it's important that we provide as much detail as we can to conditions that a client might have, because no medical records are going to be pulled. If they do have to pull medical records to make a decision, they will decline the application. So do yourself and, do more importantly, do your client the best service by asking those questions in the blue book and giving substantial answers, and not just, you know, diabetes controlled with meds. That's not the answer they're looking for. They need details. There's only 7 questions, and it can make the difference between accepted or rejected. That's what the underwriting guidelines mean. Accepted or rejected, that's all they're doing. Now, the mortgage, they have to have a mortgage for this product, and it has to be something that the loan for it had to be finalized in the last 13 months. It can be a brand new mortgage. It could be a refinance. Okay? But it has to have been done within the last 13 months. The minimum requirement for this program is $25,000, and the maximum is $250,000 or 125% of the loan amount. So if somebody's got a $100,000 loan, they can actually qualify for this program at $125,000. Okay, but you cannot go past $250,000 without being required to be asked for some paramed. We have gotten memos in the past where for you guys and gals in areas where there's some pretty nice mortgages going on over $250,000. I know in California that's normal. I think the average home out there is like $350,000. But you can actually apply for up to $500,000 if that's what the loan is for. But the client could be subject to a impairment. Okay? And so I always like sticking with $250,000 no matter where I am, regardless of the loan amount. If it's a $500,000 loan, I like to show them $250,000. They responded to the letter that talks about not having to take a physical. And you'll find that because it's about affordability as well, then you're pretty much right in the price range for that. Accept, reject, simplified underwriting. Non-insulin dependent diabetic treated by diet or medication is accepted. Hypertension that's treated with up to two meds is acceptable. Asthma with inhaled or oral medications is acceptable. Arthritis, rheumatoid or joint disease that's under medication. They're looking for control here. Is it under control? Anxiety, depression, a mild case, short-term under medications, accepted. And liberal height weight ratings, 5'10 up to 293, is accepted. And that's unisex, 5'10, 293, that's a unisex rating. And so man or woman, 5'10, 293, either way, it's a good size. But it's accepted with HomeCertain. Okay, and you'll find this height weight chart on the back, on the very back side of the Accept Reject Guide. So I encourage you after we're done today, or if you're able to tinker around on your computer while we're talking, go to your supplies folder in your state that you downloaded and look for this Accept Reject Guide and print it off today and get very familiar with it. Now, HomeCertain has a unique situation where it's a cigarettes versus no cigarettes underwriting. So if somebody smokes cigarettes, they are considered a smoker, okay? And the obvious would be if they don't smoke cigarettes, they're a non-smoker. But if they smoke cigars, or if they chew tobacco, or if they have, you know, they do the skull, the dip, the snuff, they are non-smokers. And you're going to really do well with that product, as I have, because of that. Cigarettes is the only tobacco rating on HomeCertain, okay? And I'm just going to, there's a decreasing option here. We don't really use it a lot. I've never used it, but it decreases using a 10% mortgage amortization schedule. The decreasing option will never go less than 50% of the original face amount. Just had to cover that real quick. Now, HomeCertain has some riders with it that are very nice. Some of these riders are not available everywhere. Return of premium is a very nice rider because at the end of the term, the client has survived the policy. They get all their money back. Okay, they will get premiums back too if they have survived the policy, but they need it like if they use some of the disability portion. Okay, F&G doesn't return benefits. Doesn't return all the premiums if the client has received benefits, okay? So you get premiums returned less any benefits that you received. Now, return of premium right now is not available in North Dakota, Oregon, Utah, or Washington, although we got some pretty good news the other day about another company we work with, and they got their return of premium approved in Oregon. So that's pretty exciting news for those folks. I don't know if Randy's on the call today, but I'm pretty excited for him. But you get a partial refund on your return of premium after 5 years for early lapses. So if the policy lapses in the seventh year, they're going to get some of their money back, not a whole lot. It's available at the time of issue only. And what I like to do is I like to show folks that the difference between having return of premium or not is roughly getting between 7 to 10% on that additional premium it puts on the policy. So the disability rider, it issues through the age of 55. So if they're 55, great, it'll still issue. Okay, but at age 60, it is going to fall off the program, but so will the cost of the rider. Now the disability portion, to receive benefits, there's a 90-day waiting period. but the benefit period is 2 years. Okay? The maximum benefit is at least of 1.5% of the mortgage, 66 2/3% of their income, or $1,500. I have found that if I stay within $100 of their house payment, I've not had one turned away. I'm sorry, I've only one turned away. I forgot. There was one lady, I had to adjust her benefit by $50 because of her income. Her income didn't sustain the benefit I had set up, but I had to adjust it by $50, and she was okay with that. Now, in this case, a disability is total disability and defined as the inability to perform material and substantial duties of any occupation and must begin prior to the insured age of 60. After the client's turned 60, 61, the rider falls off, so does the cost of the coverage. Okay. Now, a client will not get disability if their risk if they go over a risk table C. Okay. So if you look at the accept reject guide, it'll actually give you accept or reject for the disability income rider. And those the rider rates are not guaranteed, and they could be increased. When we put on another rider here, the extended premium guarantee, that's guaranteeing the premiums of the base life policy. Although everybody I've talked to has never seen them raise the rates on the riders. Waiver of premium kind of goes hand in hand with disability, the disability rider. What it does is it pays the premium upon disability after the client has gone through a 6-month retroactive waiting period. Okay? So the client's disabled for 6 months. After the 90-day waiting period, they can start receiving benefits. And then 90 days later, they're now able to have the premium waived so that in the 7th month, they're not responsible for the cost of the coverage. And then F&G also cuts them a check for those first 6 months that they had to lay out while they were disabled. It is issued through age 55, just like the income rider, and it also falls off at age 60 as well as the cost of coverage. Okay. Now, this rider can be added any time with proof of insurability. Okay. The extended premium guarantee is something that's been I've had a lot of questions about in the last couple of weeks, and it's not available in Oregon right now. But what it does is it extends the automatic guarantee period to the length of the term. Okay? So for example, on Home Certain, a 30-year term product is guaranteed automatically for 15 years. With the purchase of this rider, assuming it's available at the client's current age, then it's going to extend that automatic guarantee to the full 30 years. Okay? So 30-year term is guaranteed for 15 unless they have this rider. Anything less than 30 is going to have an automatic guarantee of 5 years unless they have this rider. Okay? And age will determine too what's available and what's not. I know in Washington there's premium guarantees have to be put in place. So a lot of what I'm saying is you know, also making sure you check with what's available for your state. And the premium guarantee is only available on a level product. Now, on Home Certain, there's an accidental death benefit built into the product up to the age of 60. So if you are putting someone in a $250,000 Home Certain, they also need to know that upon an accidental death, the company pays $375,000 in death benefits, not just $250,000. Because the family would receive $250,000 plus an additional 50%. For a total of $375,000. Now, this can be also added at any time. You can purchase an additional 50%. Like I say, built into the program automatically is the accidental death benefit rider. Right. And this rider does terminate and fall off the program at age 70. I had a client of mine who was pretty worried. She got her letter that this rider fell off her program, and she thought she didn't have a program anymore. And I had to explain to her. I couldn't figure it out until she told me that she had just turned 70. So I let her know that that was all it was. She doesn't have the 50. Her program is still in force, but her 50% accidental death benefit is no longer available. So you can offer that to your clients who are all the way through the age of 60. Another favorite of mine, I like critical illness. I like the critical illness rider because it's not underwritten separately from the policy like the disability income rider is. What it does is it pays upon a physician's diagnosis of life-threatening cancer, heart attack, stroke, paralysis, renal failure, major organ transplant, loss of sight, loss of two or more limbs. And it's accelerator of the death benefit, okay? Not to exceed 100% or $250,000, whichever is less. I like setting up critical illness so that their mortgage payment or just a little bit more than their mortgage payment is going to be coming in. Other agents have different strategies for critical illness. They'll set it up in lump sum. It depends on what state you're in and what the software is going to let you do. So, but you do need to complete that supplemental questionnaire I talked about bringing with you on the application HIV form. Okay, and you can't have had any of the illnesses that were mentioned to get coverage. Okay, you also cannot have had three or more family members who have died prior to age 60 due to cardiovascular disease, kidney failure, cancer, or insulin dependent diabetes. Okay, now critical illness coverage is limited to 5 times a person's salary. Okay. And that rider can decrease annually in value when it's attached to a decreasing term policy. I don't know a whole lot about that because I've not done any decreasing term products. The condition must first manifest itself at least 90 days following the effective date of the rider, okay, or 60 days of the life-threatening cancer. There's no waiting period for this program, okay? That's what's nice about it. And I like to use the critical illness rider as a disability for occupations that don't qualify for the disability rider we mentioned just a little bit ago. Police officers, firefighters, you'll find in the supplies folder, again, a disability occupation guide. It's also a part of the software, something to kind of look to. You can see in that occupation guide if the occupation qualifies, number one, for home certain is disability. If you see 1 through 4 next to the occupation, it's qualifies. If you see 0 next to an occupation, it doesn't qualify. And you can try to use critical illness as a disability benefit. So if you run across police officers, firefighters, long-haul truck drivers, those are my most popular three that don't qualify occupationally for the disability income rider. I use the critical illness, and I know Vern went over this probably about, I think it was last week, but I use this to replace that, okay? I was instructed by a firefighter that heart attacks kill more police officers and firefighters than anything else, than their actual job, and it's due to the stress that they're under. So I didn't realize that, but that came from a firefighter, so I was glad to have taken care of him. If Home Certain also offers the opportunity, somebody's got a bunch of kids and you one or two, I try to do a UL policy on each child if the budget allows it. Otherwise, we can put a child term rider, and what we do here is one premium sets up a face amount on each child and covers all of them, okay? So the stipulations here are they have to be a natural, must be a natural child, stepchild, or legally adopted of the insured. Grandparents with custody will also work if submitted with a copy of the custody papers, okay? Issue ages 15 days old through 18 years old. Then you can go as low as $5,000 per child or up to $10,000 per child, and it's available in increments of 1,000. Can be added at any time, but it terminates on the policy anniversary after the youngest child reaches 25. Children that are born after the policy effective date are covered for no additional charge. So they've got two kids and they have a third, then we can add that child, and it doesn't, the premiums don't go up. How sweet is that? And if if the primary insurer dies, if the client dies, then each child receives a paid-up term policy. Now, with HomeCertain, there is an opportunity for another insured rider. We typically, as you already know, you've been through the training, and so we encourage everybody to do two applications, one on the husband and one on the wife. There are going to be some times when you're dealing with some pretty severe budget conditions, and you're going to, need to put them on the same policy. As long as there's no return of premium on the policy, then I have a clear conscience in doing one application for husband and wife. Other insured rider provides the same coverage and cost as buying two policies. The only thing is that it's minus the second policy fee. It can be added any time with evidence of insurability. It's available on both the level and the decreasing term policies, and can name separate beneficiary from the primary insured. It doesn't have to be. Okay? HomeCertain, other insured or primary insured, I also forgot to mention, is issued at the last birthday, at the age of their last birthday. So if you're meeting with a client tonight and their birthday is at the end of the month, their age is still based on the age they are today, not what they're going to be. Okay? And the other insured rider is also renewable to age 95. There is a great rider for HomeCertain called Ultimate Income. What it allows the policyholder to do is designate how the benefits are going to be paid. Okay? There's three options. You can have a lump sum benefit. Okay? Typically you only have a lump sum benefit option. And that is spouse dies and family receives, $150,000 all at one time. Well, what we can do with Ultimate Income is show those folks that by providing a monthly benefit, then the surviving family isn't going to be out of money in the next 9 months to 10 months like statistics show us. They're actually going to have money to rely on every month. Our job here is mortgage protection, not mortgage payoff. Okay? So if we provide the surviving spouse a monthly benefit that's going to be able to take care of the monthly mortgage payment for them, then a husband can know that if something happened to him, that his wife has the house payment for maybe 5 years or 10 years or however many years you can work it out to be, depending on the face amount. Okay? So how Ultimate Income works is you have an initial lump sum death benefit, okay, that's distributed upon that person's death. It can be used to take care of immediate expenses, medical bills, funeral costs, things like that. Then you have a choice of between 5 to 25 years of dependable monthly income to meet mortgage payments and other financial needs. Okay? Again, how long it can be strung out depends on how much of a face amount we're looking at. And then finally, after the end of the predetermined period, there's possibly a final lump sum when the income stream ends, which can be used as a financial foundation for the future. Okay? Now, sometimes I have a final lump sum. Sometimes there is no final lump sum. It's just maybe $15,000 at the time of death and, $2,500 a month for the next 5 or 10 years. Again, all dependent upon face amount. But what it does is by having the benefits paid out over time and not in a lump sum, it's a way for the company then provides a discount on the coverage. Okay? We'll have a separate call exactly on how to work this Ultimate Income, because it really can be its own conference call, and we'll use our webcasting technology so that you guys can follow along as we're using the software, because that's going to be the best way to see how it's done. But in this, we have an example of a 45-year-old male with $100,000 return of premium non-tobacco. The 30-year term was $64.98. Well, when Fitz ran this appointment, because this is an example from when Fitz was in the field, the gentleman said, that's just a little bit out of my budget. I can't afford that. And Fitz said, how far off am I out of your budget? And he told him, I need it to be, about $50 a month. So Fitz worked it out where the family would receive an initial lump sum of $15,000 at the time of this man's death, and $500 a month for 10 years. Okay? And then $25,000 at the end of the 10 years, for a total of $74,322 paid out. I'm sorry, not paid out. $100,000 was paid out. The way this example is typed in here kind of confuses me. The total is up $100,000 payout, but the premiums are figured on the $74,322. If you can, and again, this is another call that we will get into because it is very worthwhile. This Ultimate Income Rider has saved deals that were otherwise unclosable because of the mental framework of the client shuts down when it gets too expensive, or you have a phone call where somebody says, you know what, we're not interested, and you dig a little deeper and ask why they're not interested, and because they're the third person today to tell you, you know what, I'm not interested. Man, Mr. Jones, are you the third person today to tell me that? Is the other two folks, I found out it was because they've had other agents out there and they were blown away by the pricing. Is that what happened to you? Well, yeah, really it was. It's too expensive. Okay, great. Listen, obviously they didn't show you how you can get a discount on your coverage. Now, I promise you I'll find something that works within your budget when we sit down and meet. I'm available, and they close the, we book the appointment and go out and meet them and show them how they can receive a discount and also provide a little bit of security for their family. I like Ultimate Income. HomeCertain also has, and I know there'll be a ton of questions after this for that, but also on HomeCertain, in certain states, not in, though, California, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vermont, or Virginia. Okay, so not in those states. Those states have not approved this free portion of the program. I don't know why, but they haven't. But if you're in other states that do, if the client becomes unemployed, okay, and they're unemployed for at least for greater than 1 month, then premiums are waived for up to 6 months. Now they do have to, they are required to prove their unemployment, so they have to register with their office, get a letter of determination from the state, and also have 4 weeks of unemployment checks to help back that up. Okay. Now, the unemployment must have taken place before the age of 65, and once the benefits have been paid once, the insured has to wait 5 years for another claim. Okay, so in those seasonal-type jobs, construction and other things, this unemployment benefit will only be used once. It's not something they can keep using. It's once every 5 years. Okay, so in submitting HomeCertain business, we want to show, it says proof of mortgage from non-medical. That's actually question 11 on page 4. That's the HomeCertain mortgage question. And please be sure that you provide the loan amount, the lender, and the lender's address. That's what F&G is looking for, and we need you to provide that. That's something else that has been coming up missing. You turn that in weekly. Our weeks start on Thursday, and they end on Wednesday. So in 2 days from now, anything that's turned into our office will count for this week. Okay, and anything turned in on Thursday will count towards next week. So if you want to try to meet a deadline and you're counting on something towards the end of the month for us here is actually, it will actually be on the 27th. That'll be considered the end of the month. Okay, anything after the 27th will go roll into October. And the first week of October will be ending on the 4th. Okay, so that's how that's how we operate with NAA. And you send everything is sent here first because we're able, we have staff in place for scrubbing apps, making sure that things are in place, questions have been answered, everything's in order before we send it off to NAA and they send it off to F&G. Okay? So you never want to turn anything in directly to F&G because, we keep up with the numbers here. If you're getting leads, and you probably understand if you've gotten the how to get more leads audio, that power index is pretty important in being able to get more leads. And if you send something to F&G, you're not going to be able to get credit for it because we don't have it here. We need a copy of it here. And speaking of copies, please make sure you make a copy of your work before you send it over to our office. I think I've talked about 6 agents in the last week who have sent business in, and when I've tried to go over some questions that they've had about why this or why that, they didn't have a copy to refer to. So please, it's important that you make a copy for yourself, because remember, ultimately, this is your business. And if you don't have a copy of your client's records for your business, then, and we do, then it's really not your business, it's our business. Okay? That's a talking to I got from Fitz 2.5 years ago. But in underwriting, for underwriting purposes, complete the application. They're going to go through the MIB, okay? For you folks that don't know what the MIB is, the Medical Information Bureau is an entity developed by insurance companies for themselves. I always explain to my clients, like credit reporting, every time I apply for insurance or and on the analogy or credit, that inquiry is tracked, it's kept on there, that and the outcome is also following me around. If I've been accepted or if I've been declined, insurance is the same way. If I have any health or life insurance that you've applied for is going to be known about with the Medical Information Bureau. And even though doctors do not report to the MIB, okay, so doctors won't, your doctor's information and your records aren't available on this MIB. If you've had a procedure done with an insurance company and they paid for it, it's going to probably show up in that insurance company's information, okay? So what I need to make sure of, Mr. Jones, is that everything, to the best of your knowledge on this application, is the truth, because something could pop up on the MIB, and I want to make sure that we don't hit any bumps in the road along the way. Any supplemental forms that need to be turned in, the critical illness form, in the supplies folder, there is a supplemental questionnaires folder. The Adobe documents are official F&G documents that have to be signed by the client if you use them. The Word documents are some of the more popular items out of the Blue Book. You can print those off and submit them with the application, and they don't require a signature. So I used to carry all those around with me, but now I just carry my Blue Book, and when I get back to the office, I fill out the questionnaire, I print it off, and I fill it out, and I stick it in. This way it's nice and neat, and everybody can read it. And if the underwriter can read it, then it makes them a little bit happier. F&G, the HIV form, the HIPAA form, okay, they it's a good habit to be into, even though we're not doing medical records check or performing any paramed. It's a good habit to get into because, sure enough, if you just don't turn it in that one time, you're going to forget, okay? But if you do it every time, it's just a no-brainer, and it's covered no matter what they need. Keep using the Blue Underwriting Guidebook. Make sure that your application is the correct application for your state. Some folks do have the luxury of being able to come by our office. And I know there's a couple of guys going to be here tomorrow. They're actually driving in from Oklahoma, and they're going to be here with us as special guests. But, you know, you may pick up some items here at the office, and be sure what you're picking up. We've had some applications turned in on the wrong state's application. And if it's state-specific, boy, it can create a little bit of a mess, okay? Be sure to you include their occupation and their duties and their annual income, kind of like what we talked about earlier. Be sure that you write in the plan of insurance. Is it home certain, or was it a save or select, okay? Home certain level or home certain decreasing. Be sure that's on page 2 where you pick that out, okay? Now, biweekly premium mode is also available, which is very unique. And what it does is breaks it down so it's maybe into a smaller bite that the client can handle it. What we have to do with biweekly is be sure to pick up 2 biweekly payments. Okay, it's not a monthly payment divided by 2, because that's not how it works. You know, biweekly is 26 payments, okay, versus 12 monthly payments. So be sure if you ever do a biweekly for a client that it's 2 biweekly premiums, and they will do it on a monthly bank draft, just like they do the monthly. Okay, for the new folks, monthly and biweekly are only done through auto debit. If the client wants to pay annually, semi-annually, or quarterly, F&G will send the client a bill every modal to collect the next premium. Just be remindful of whatever mode you select is the mode you have to take with you. Okay, if they select quarterly, we have to collect the quarterly premium. Otherwise, it won't make it to F&G. We've been instructed to stop those before they even get sent off. They don't take partial payments anymore to get that policy started. That was the case at one time, no longer the case. Has to be the full modal. Okay. A credit card payment is available for initial premium. In most states right now, not available in Alabama, Maryland, New York, Pennsylvania, or Vermont. But a credit card payment can be done for the initial payment only. They will not do the subsequent drafts off of a credit card. So we're still going to need a voided check and that pre-authorized check form at the back of the application signed by the client. Okay. When you turn all that in with your supplemental questionnaires, you need to include the initial premium either on a credit card or a check. And agency checks are not accepted, of course. Okay. They can set up a monthly check-o-matic on the client's checking or savings accounts now. They will do a savings account draft. Okay. We send our paperwork off to F&G. We receive your paperwork. That day it should be processed unless we've got some pretty severe things that we need to get corrected. It could hold. We may have to hold it till the next day, but majority of everything that comes through, we all get together and we scrub everything and try to get it out that day because it gets submitted to NAA the next day. Okay, so they have it the following day, and then F&G will get it a day later. Okay, and F&G Life, their five-day process begins upon their receipt of the paperwork in the service center. So when you hear folks talk about, well, I got paid on HomeCert in a week, that's very true. Okay, I've turned in business here in this office on a Monday, and I've been paid. By Friday, I knew I was getting paid on the next Monday. Okay, so the cleaner the app is, the more bubbles we have and the less scratch outs and the more information we provide, the more likely it is that this thing is going to get approved and have you guys getting paid. Okay? Okay, that is my home cert overview. I'm going to open up the call if anybody's left here. Good. Everybody be mindful. If you haven't star-6'd yourself or muted, be mindful that we're going to try to answer some questions here. So if you would, just unmute to ask the question and then star-6 yourself to get the answer, okay? Who's got a question? I know there's got to be one.
Jason.
Yes.
Where do I find the accept-reject form?
The accept reject guide is when you got the new starter, the new agent starter kit email, in the download, for that you downloaded was your state. One of them was
right.
Your state. In that state folder, in the supplies area, in the home certain folder, there's an accept reject guide.
Home certain folder, because I'm there now.
Yes.
Home certain. Okay.
I'm gonna look with you. Hang on a second. I'm gonna look with you. Starter kits. What state? Who is this?
Hello.
It's Tim. Tim Walker.
Tim Walker in Georgia.
That's right.
Georgia. Supplies. Actually, it's not. You don't even have to go into the home certain folder. When you open the supplies folder, the three PDF documents. One of them says home certain accept reject guide. There's six folders, and then there's three PDF files.
Home certain accept reject.
That's it.
Now this says home certain express underwriting. Is that the same?
No, go back one folder.
Okay. Home certain product sale. HC product sale.
I think you need to pull out of the home certain folder there, Tim.
Okay, I did.
Okay, now you should see six folders and three PDF files.
Okay.
One of the PDF files should say Home Certain except Reject Guy.
Wow.
What do you see right now?
I see Home Certain, Express Underwriting, Mortgage Certificate, Bank Verification, Critical Illness, F&T
okay.
App.
Okay, hit your back button one time.
Okay. It's not doing that. I don't have a back.
Okay. Do this. How are you looking for the file? Are you looking through a certain where did you save it to? Because a lot of folks I've been talking to have been going through Word to find things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going through Word, you're only going to find Word documents by doing that. What we need to do is just go directly to the folder. Like if it's in My Documents, just go to My Documents and open up the folder.
Well, I saved it off a disk, and it's in my WinZip.
Oh, it's still in the
WinZip. Uh-huh. It's still on my desktop.
But it's still in the zip file?
Right.
Okay, well, go ahead and do what you need to do first is open that folder up, and on the left side it'll say extract all files.
Okay.
And do all the extraction there.
So extract.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm there.
And it'll do the extraction right there in the same area. Go ahead and let it proceed. And it'll take just a few minutes to extract. While it's extracted, I'm going to answer a couple other questions.
Okay.
Is anybody else on the line with questioning?
Hey, Jason, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, I think on the last call regarding the application, you told me that could have been a good question, so I'm going to just repeat it. There's no place to put extended guarantee.
That's right, Bill. Thank you.
So I'm just reminding you on that so you can go over that.
That's right. I think I heard somebody hang up, but they'll figure it out eventually. But when you guys do the extended premium guarantee rider on the application on page 2, there's not a bubble for extended premium guarantee. There is at the bottom a bubble for other, and that's what you bubble in if you've done the extended premium guarantee. And there's a large blank there. You just write in there, extended premium guarantee, or I like to shorten it up and simplify, I just put EPG. Okay? Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that.